This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the soul of Al Green, the grit of Van Morrison, in the music of a new artist, Ray LaMontagne. First, we reported earlier that troops in Iraq have questions about the quality of their battle equipment. Here in this country, military families have been complaining about poor housing for years. Much of it is old and run down, some unchanged since World War II. Now, private real estate developers are working to turn base housing that looks like tenements into something that more resembles comfortable suburban homes. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
After 5 years in the Army, Sergeant Steve Turner knows a lot about roughing it. He served in Afghanistan and is getting ready to go to Iraq. His wife Lisa knows a little about roughing it, too. She's struggling to raise three boys at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, in a cramped apartment building that seems to be crumbling around her.
Oh, for instance, my dishwasher went out over the weekend, and some of the roofs leak. And living in these tight, tight quarters, it really is bad, because you can't walk in my house without stepping on toys.
Like most of Fort Bragg's government-owned housing, the Turner's apartment is more than 40 years old. The furnace doesn't work right, the linoleum is torn, and everybody in the family shares one bath.
We have three kids that we have to make sure have a shower at night so that the adults can have one in the morning, because there's no way we can all just get all done before it's time to go to school work.
You have to take your showers in shifts.
Yes. I'm used to cold showers.
Sergeant Turner may laugh about it, but the condition of the nation's military housing is a serious concern at the Pentagon. On almost every base in all branches of the service, troops and their families live in substandard homes, small, outdated, and sometimes unsafe. The situation forces some families to choose more expensive off-base housing, while others decide to leave the military entirely. Gary Knight is Fort Bragg's deputy garrison commander.
We have an old saying that the soldier enlists in the Army, but the family re-enlists. When it comes time for a soldier to decide whether he wants to stay in the Army or not, the soldier and his or her spouse, they get down, you know, the kids, they sit around the old kitchen table and they decide if they're going to do that. If the family isn't happy, then the soldier's not going to be happy.
Facing a $16 billion backlog of housing needs, the Pentagon has turned to the private sector. At several bases, the government is hiring real estate companies to take responsibility for sheltering troops. Fort Bragg has brought in a Rhode Island firm called Pisern, which has begun to renovate or replace more than 5,000 homes. Pisern builds apartment complexes and subdivisions in the civilian world. And the company's Bill Mulvey says these new military homes will include similar features, like large floor plans, carpeting, and even neighborhood swimming pools.
The advantage to the military is that they get the same or maybe even better quality than they would get off post. They're not living in a house built by the lowest bidder. They're not dependent on the whims of Congress as to whether or not they get maintenance money in a particular year. And so we're going to give them just as good or better than what they could get off post.
The private contracts vary from base to base. At Fort Bragg, Pisern has agreed to build and maintain the homes for 50 years. In exchange, troops will give Pisern their housing allowance, between $700 and $1,200 a month. The company has been working at Fort Bragg for about a year, and the difference is already obvious.
This is the kitchen, and then we have the laundry room.
Cynthia Campbell and her staff sergeant husband just moved into a new house, the third they've had at Fort Bragg. But the others were nothing like this. Here, the Campbells have a modern kitchen, a formal dining room, and two large baths.
I've never had a bathroom with drawers and a sink space to put anything on, and, I mean, good night. It's huge.
What did you have for storage at your old place?
There was one cabinet, but you couldn't put anything under it because it leaked all the time.
Within a few years, the military hopes to privatize and modernize about two-thirds of the nation's base housing. Government privatization often is greeted skeptically by watchdog groups and some members of Congress, but the housing initiative has wide support. Indeed, the loudest criticism has come from military families who are frustrated the program isn't moving faster to rescue them from their outdated homes. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.